Crown Papers, a serial in 6 episodes by Peter Ling and Juliet Ace. Episode 2, Spring 1933. The Minster's eldest son, Richard Viscount Ebony, has been killed in suspicious circumstances, and when the family left the churchyard after the funeral, they were surrounded by pressmen.
This way for a photographer, please. I'm sorry, I can't tell you anything.
For God's sake, no interviews and no photographs.
Look this way, please.
Look, can't you understand English? If you don't clear off, I'll break your camera first and your neck afterwards.
If you lose your temper, you'll make things worse. Leave this to me. Good afternoon. Some of you know me already, but for those who don't, I'm Caroline Gaunt, and I work for the Argus. This is a horrible situation for my family. We're still trying to come to terms with it, but it's not easy for any of us.
Have the police got any further with their inquiries?
The investigation is still going on. But if you'd like to walk over to the pub, my brother Nicholas will give you a short statement.
What? That's the last thing I intend to do.
Just do it, quick. Get them away before Ma and Pa come out.
Oh, I see. Sorry. Right then, I'll lead the way. It's only a couple of minutes' walk across the green. Right. If you just follow me, ladies and gentlemen, please.
Just hold it there.
If you try and choke them off, they think you've got something to hide, haven't we?
Well, I...
Oh, Lord. The Bowyers are coming down the path. I don't think I can face Gina. Let's dodge around the yew trees.
Thank God that's over. I always loathe funerals. Too depressing for words. I still say we should have stayed in town and sent a really expensive wreath.
That's hardly the point, is it? He was my nephew. In times like this, the family must stick together.
Oh, really? Well, I noticed Polly wasn't there. Or the old dragon.
Old B is over 80. You could hardly expect her to stand about at the graveside. And I gather Polly is still under medical supervision. That baby is due to be born in a month or two.
Oh, poor girl. I guess they're keeping her quiet with sleeping pills. Charlie, turn around kind of casually. Don't make it obvious. Tell me who that is coming out of church.
What? Where?
Oh, I said casually. Don't let him see that you're staring.
It's no good. I can't recognize him at this distance. Well, is it someone we know?
Someone we used to know. An old friend of the family once upon a time. Of course, he's a lot older, but I would swear that's Paul Wayman.
Oh, impossible. Wayman hasn't been invited to Crown House for donkey's years.
I know. That's what's so intriguing. They used to be great buddies, too. Did you ever find out what that big bust-up was all about?
No. No, Alice would never talk about it. Mm. Oh, come along. Let's go.
No, William. Don't say anything. It might not be.
It's him, all right. I thought I saw him during the service, lurking in the shadows at the back of the church. The infernal cheek of the man.
Oh, please. I don't think I could bear anything else today.
Look at him, standing in the porch doorway as if he owned the place. I'm sorry, I'm not letting him get away with this.
Oh, William, don't.
Good afternoon. I hope you'll allow me to offer my condolences.
You have no right to be here.
I knew Richard since he was in the schoolroom. I felt I must come and pay my respects and tell you how very sorry I am.
We do not want your sympathy.
No, please.
I hoped you would have the decency to leave us in peace. You're not welcome here. You will never be welcome here.
William, I must go and see Polly. Just take me home.
Yes.
Excuse me. You are Paul Wayman, aren't you?
Yes. I'm sorry, I don't...
I was sure you were. I used to call you Uncle Paul a long time ago.
Caroline? Good heavens.
I couldn't help overhearing what Pa said to you. I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, well. I'm afraid your father and I aren't on the best of terms.
He shouldn't have spoken to you like that. It's not like him. I know he's very...
No, it's probably my fault. I meant to stay out of sight, and then when I saw your parents, I suddenly felt I must say something. But what can anyone say at a time like this? I meant it for the best.
I'm sure you did.
Instead of which, I only made things worse. Anyhow, I must go and catch my train. You are not travelling back to town, by any chance?
Not for a day or two. There's still so much for them to cope with here.
Yes, of course. And you're working for the Argus, is that right?
Yes. How did you know
We're both in the same line of business. I'm with the Central Press Agency.
Ah, that's why you were at the Whitehall Press Conference a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, you were at that one too, were you? Uh-huh. Well, perhaps we'll run across one another in Fleet Street sometime.
I hope so.
Yes, so do I. I'd like to thank you for your kindness. Could I ring you sometime?
Please do. I'd like that very much.
Right. I'll call you at your office, then.
Nick, you're back already. How did it go?
Not too bad. There wasn't a great deal I could tell them, but I stood them drinks all round, and that seemed to help.
There's not much anyone can tell them. Until the police stop asking questions and come up with a few answers, nobody really knows anything.
Except that it wasn't an accident.
Can we even be certain of that? If Richie's gun went off by mistake, while he was cleaning it, perhaps...
Then what happened to it afterwards, hmm? There was no sign of a gun when Jenny found him.
True. And that's another mystery. Why did Richie send her that note? Why did he ask her to go and see him?
Oh, I wish I knew. Unless it had something to do with... They'd had a long talk a few days earlier. Did you know he'd been carrying on with some woman behind Polly's back?
I heard rumours about that. How could he have been so stupid?
Well, that was the way he was. He never grew up. I really hated him sometimes. And yet, now he's gone. I'm going to miss him like hell. Jenny.
You were talking about Richie?
Of course. Are you all right?
I'm fine. Just a bit tired, that's all. I just saw the police inspector arriving.
Oh, can't they leave us alone? What is it this time?
I don't know. He asked to see your father. They're in the library.
Ma as well?
No. She went upstairs to see Polly.
Oh. Polly?
Who's that? Oh, hello.
Did I wake you?
I wasn't really asleep. And I wasn't properly awake either. I can't seem to focus. Isn't that silly?
Dr. Perry has given you a mild sedative.
I was dreaming about Richard just now. I dreamt he was dead. But it wasn't a dream, was it? Is the funeral over?
Yes. I've just got back. It was a very simple service. I think that's how Richard would have wanted it.
I should have been there. I let him down, didn't I?
Of course not. No. You must rest. You must get well. You have to think about your new baby.
Oh, Richard's baby. Oh, that stuff Dr. Parry's been giving me, it couldn't hurt the baby, could it?
No, I asked him that. It's perfectly safe.
Oh, safe. That's good. The baby's safe. That's the only thing that matters now.
Pa, would you... Oh, you're on your own.
Come in, Nicholas. Sit down.
Jenny said the inspector was...
And he left a few minutes ago.
More damn questions.
Well, no more questions, only a sort of answer.
What do you mean?
He's a decent chap. He came to tell me that there have been some unexpected developments since last night. I suppose you knew Richard had been making a fool of himself with a married woman.
Jenny told me something about it. Mrs. Morrissey?
Joe Morrissey's wife, the magistrate over at Fallowfield. The inspector picked up that gossip too, so yesterday evening he went to Fallowfield and interviewed them both.
And?
He told me their answers weren't entirely satisfactory, and he warned them he'd question them again. This morning he was summoned by a telephone call. Helen Morrissey is now in the cottage hospital suffering a nervous breakdown.
Oh.
Her husband has killed himself.
Oh, good God.
It seems that, well, last Friday, he intercepted a letter written by Richard to his wife, asking her to meet him the following day. When Morrissey demanded an explanation, she went to pieces and admitted everything. So on Saturday morning, he went to keep the appointment instead, beside himself with jealousy. They met in the stable loft, and there was a violent quarrel. Richard had his gun with him, and in the struggle, it went off. After the inspector questioned him last night, Morrissey realized he'd come to the end of the road. In the early hours of this morning, his wife was awoken by the sound of a shot, and she found him with the gun still in his hand. He'd left a letter making a full confession.
William, what happened? What did the inspector want?
He came to tell me that the case is now closed.
Thank God.
What have we got to be thankful for?
I suppose we must thank God that it's over.
Yes. But is it over? I wonder.
Gina, just a snifter.
I don't want any more. And you ought to stop, too. Look at those hands. You're getting the shakes again.
Well, I can't help it. I keep thinking of that poor lad. One day young and strong, full of life, and the next...
You must try not to brood on it, honey. Oh, for Pete's sake, put down that decanter before you drop it. I mean that.
I don't see why I shouldn't have a little nightcap if I want one.
Because you'll be a wreck tomorrow, and we've got to be up bright and early.
Why? What's happening tomorrow?
Oh, you're also getting the teensiest bit absent-minded. I've told you a million times we're meeting Raleigh Voss at 10 at the BUF office in Chelsea.
No, Gina, I'm not so sure I want to go.
But it's all fixed. We've arranged to sign up.
I've changed my mind. I don't want to join the British Union of Fascists.
Oh, sweetie pie, they're expecting us. Roland Voss is one of Mosley's right-hand men. He's going to welcome us personally.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not at all happy about the way things are going. I disapprove of their anti-Semitic policies, and I have no intention of meeting your friend, what's his name?
You already met him at last week's rally. You must remember him, the tall, good-looking one.
You just have to ring up and make some excuse. We're not going.
You can do what the hell you like. I don't give a damn. And if you won't come with me, I'll go by myself.
Who wants what? More toast? Marmalade? Morning papers?
They were delivered on time, for once. Which one for you, Ma? Times or Telegraph?
Neither. These last few weeks have been so... But I don't care if I never look at another newspaper.
My dearest... At least we can be grateful they're not making headlines out of us any longer.
Yes, yes, that's true. Caro was only saying last night there's nothing as stale as last month's sensation.
Last month? Is it really that long?
It only seems 5 minutes since you came home on leave, and you're off again already.
Oh, I'm sorry. Heaven's exactly been a holiday for any of us. I'll do my best to wangle another leave as soon as I can, I promise.
I shall keep my fingers crossed.
What have you got there, Alice? That's a very official-looking envelope.
It's from the palace. Her Majesty's private secretary.
Again? Not another letter of condolence, surely.
No, this is something quite different.
Read it.
I'm instructed to inform you that Her Majesty is deeply conscious of the great loss you have suffered and the strain which you must be under.
But would you please come back as soon as you possibly can?
She therefore wishes you to know that she will be happy to release you from any further duties at court this season.
What?
I'm not wanted.
Praise be.
Well, I think that's damned insensitive. I thought you were regarded as a friend.
Well, yes, I am.
Well, frankly, I call that a slap in the face.
Nick, that's not fair.
She says I need rest and recuperation.
And so you do.
As far away from the public eye as possible. The gutter press have really succeeded, haven't they? I'm quite sure the royal family wouldn't wish to be associated with people who get their names in the Sunday papers.
But that's not true.
Her Majesty has been very thoughtful.
And I would like more time at home. I can be more help to you, William, and to Polly.
It's tougher for Polly than for any of us. Remember that, Nick. She's going to need all our support.
Yes, of course. Sorry.
Speaking personally, I'm very grateful to Her Majesty. I need you too.
Hello, Caro, darling.
Paul, have you been waiting long?
No, only a few minutes. I'm afraid the pub's a bit crowded. Do you want a drink here, or shall we go back to the flat?
A drink first. It's been one of those days. Then back to the flat.
Right. Your usual?
Please.
If I haven't surfaced in 10 minutes, send out a search party.
Is that still taken, or can I join you?
Scott!
Hi, Caro.
Fleet Street isn't one of your regular haunts, is it?
You told me you sometimes drop by after work. I was kind of hoping I might see you.
Oh. Any particular reason?
I've tried calling you at Eaton Square a few times, but you're never there. I just wanted to tell you how sorry I was, you know, to hear about your brother.
Oh, I see. Thank you.
I just wish there was something I could do. It must have been hell for all of you.
Yes, it was, rather.
Well, let me get you a drink. What'll it be?
No, actually. Somebody's just getting me one.
Where? Oh. That's Paul Wayman, isn't it? So it is true.
What do you mean?
I heard you've been going around town with some older guy. I didn't know who it was.
Don't be silly. He's a friend of the family.
That's not the way I heard it. You must be out of your mind. He's twice your age.
You're being ridiculous. Anyway, he's coming back. Let me introduce.
Don't bother. I already met him. He used to be a friend of Gina's. Anyhow, I wouldn't want to break up your little party.
Scott?
Sorry to be so long. Right, here we are. Who was that you were talking to?
Scott Hansen, Gina's brother.
Oh, no. You didn't say you were with me.
He saw you. He was being rather stupid.
Damn! You don't suppose he'll tell your parents? If they found out we were seeing one another...
I don't care if they do. I think we should tell them anyway.
No.
Paul!
I'm sorry, darling. It's out of the question. You must never say anything to them, or to anyone else. And I just hope that young man keeps his mouth shut.
Oh, Jenny!
It's all right. I'm here.
Oh, I thought you'd gone.
Don't worry. I won't leave you.
I wish the doctor would hurry up.
He'll be here very soon.
The pains are coming regularly. It shouldn't be happening yet. It's too soon. Jenny, I'm scared.
Shh, take it easy. It's going to be all right.
Well, how can you say that? It's nearly 3 weeks early.
Well, that's not really surprising, is it? After all you've been through?
No, I suppose not. I wish I could have gone to the funeral.
Oh, that's ridiculous. You weren't well enough. Especially with the reporters there and the photographers.
Oh, it's funny. Before I was married, I thought it must be so wonderful to get your name in the papers. But now I've seen the sort of muck they wrote about us, I feel different.
You saw the newspapers?
Oh, of course I did. Well, I had to know what was going on, didn't I? Oh, yes, I read about Richie's other woman, if that's what you mean. It wasn't exactly a surprise. Women were Richie's weakness. I loved him just the same. And now he's gone, I still love him.
Of course you do.
Only, he's not quite gone, has he? There's still a bit of him left. Let's hope the new one's going to have his looks.
And you've got Alex, too?
Yes. Poor little Perisher. He's so looking forward to having a baby brother.
Oh, another pain.
They're coming every 5 minutes. I wish to God that doctor would buck up.
Another brandy, Scott?
Hey, no, not for me. I've had plenty. In fact, I've had more than plenty. That was a really swell dinner.
Well, I thought it was about time I gave my kid brother a square meal. I bet they pay starvation wages on that terrible commie magazine.
Hey, lay off, will you?
Let's not get into political arguments.
I wasn't going to mention politics, even if my beloved sister is wearing some god-awful fascist badge.
Oh, you noticed. Isn't it cute? Roland Voss presented it to me himself when I joined the party.
So you finally ganged up with Mosley and his bully boys.
Oh,
Charlie, not you too.
Certainly not. I remain interested, but uncommitted.
When you die, I swear I'm going to have you buried half in and half out of the churchyard, honey lamb. And on your tombstone, it's going to say, "Here lies Sir Charles Bowyer, still on the fence."
Can't we talk about something more cheerful? I meant to ask you, Scott, have you seen anything of Caroline lately?
No, sir. Leastways, not since she started going around with her new boyfriend.
She did what?
Oh. Ouch. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Put it down to the brandy talking. Forget it.
Give me that glass. There. Now tell all. Who's this new boyfriend? Come on, give.
Oh, the waiting is the worst part. You feel so helpless.
There's nothing anyone can do. It's up to Polly now.
How long has the doctor been with her?
Oh, it must be over 2 hours.
It could go on all night. Remember when Richard was born?
I'll never forget. Pacing up and down that corridor, wishing I could be with you.
I knew you were there. That helped. It's so much worse for Polly without Richard. Oh, well, it's no use thinking about that. It's all over now. It is, isn't it?
Why do you say that?
I remembered you saying, "Is it really over? I wonder."
Yes. I'm still wondering.
At the inquest, the coroner said...
I know what the verdict was. But there was something not quite right about it, all the same.
How do you mean, not quite right?
I can't tell you, my dear. I just know, somehow, somewhere, there's something wrong.
Another cup of tea, Caro.
Yes, please.
Uh-oh, I spoke too soon. We need more hot water.
All right, I'll get it.
Well, you shouldn't be fetching and carrying. You're my guest.
Is that what I am? I think I know my way round your kitchen by now. It's funny, isn't it, Paul? A month ago, we were practically strangers.
Oh, nonsense. I've known you since you were so high.
I remember you bringing me a teddy bear on my birthday. And now, here we are, together. Can I ask you something?
Anything.
I can't imagine why you don't have a family of your own. Why you never got married.
Well, perhaps I never met a girl I really wanted. No, that's not true. There was someone, but she was married already.
My mother?
Yes. Sometimes you remind me of her. So much.
I'm glad. Dearest Paul.
Oh, who the hell's that?
Probably somebody selling encyclopedias. Stay where you are. I'll get rid of them. Yes, yes, all right. I heard you the first time.
Oh, good afternoon, Caroline.
Uncle Charlie, what are you doing here?
I wasn't expecting... That is to say, I came to see Mr. Wayman. I hope he is at home.
Yes, he is. Come in.
Thank you.
We were just having tea. I'll fetch another cup.
Thank you. No. If I might just see Mr. Wayman.
Sir Charles, this is a day for pleasant surprises. I met Caroline walking across Primrose Hill, so I invited her back for tea. Won't you sit down?
Don't bother, Paul. He knows. It's written all over him. I suppose Scott told you.
That's beside the point. Mr. Wayman, I must tell you I am extremely shocked. Caroline is my niece, and I feel a certain responsibility towards her, which you obviously do not share. Frankly, I think you should be ashamed of yourself.
Look here. We shan't get anywhere if we take up high moral attitudes. I really think you'd better sit down.
I will not sit down. Quite apart from any other consideration, the difference in your ages makes the whole thing particularly unpleasant.
I know you mean well, but you won't do any good by coming here and lecturing us. Quite honestly, it's none of your business.
Yeah. Perhaps at least you'd be good enough to tell me what your plans are.
We haven't got any plans. We love one another, that's all.
I see. So I take it you are not contemplating matrimony.
No, we're not.
We might. We haven't decided.
You realize you'd be laying yourselves open to ridicule if you did? A girl of 20 marrying a 50-year-old man?
I'm 22 and Paul's 44. What's that got to do with it? Whether we get married or not is entirely our own affair. Nobody else's.
That's not true. Your parents would be shocked and horrified if they found out.
They won't find out. Unless you're kind enough to tell them.
You're not thinking of telling them, I hope?
No. As it happens, I've already promised to say nothing.
Thank you for that, anyway.
But I still feel extremely uncomfortable about it. Caroline's parents ought to be told.
Uncle, it's really very simple. You don't want them to be upset, and we don't want them to be upset. So let's just leave things as they are. Please?
I think you should go to your mother now. She's beautiful, Polly. I could hold her all day.
You're welcome.
She's got your hands, your long dark lashes.
Think so. As far as I'm concerned, one baby looks pretty much like any other.
But this one is special. Aren't you, little one? Richard would have been so proud.
He should have been a boy. I promised him another son.
Richard wanted a healthy baby. What will you call her?
Does it matter?
She must have a name.
We decided on Harry, after the first Earl. It doesn't matter now, does it? Call her anything you like.
Call her Harry, why not?
Harry? You mean Harriet?
Oh, whatever you like. Harry or Harriet, I don't give a damn.
Polly.
Just take her away, would you?
Take her away.
In episode 2 of Crown Papers by Peter Ling and Juliet Ace, Alice was played by Dinah Sheridan and William by Jeffrey Whitehead. Nicholas, Mark Straker. Jenny, Helena Breck. Polly, Melinda Walker. Caroline, Deborah Makepeace. And Paul Wayman, Philip Sully. Sir Charles was played by Brett Usher, Gina by Shelley Thompson, and Scott by Colin McFarlane. Crown Papers is directed by Tracy Neal.